W.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:08. Partly cloudy right now and 4 below. It is Thursday, March 10th. Welcome to it. And don't forget, this Sunday or this Saturday night when you go to bed, spring forward and the big trade-off coming. You want more sunlight? You want an hour less sleep? I don't know why everybody this year is going, I want an hour more sunlight. You know,
no.
And I'm, you know, more now than ever. Joining us this morning as our talk around gets kicked off here, our favorite historian, Shannon Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And I always love this segment because you dig up so many neat things. We've talked about music. Today we're going to talk about car dealerships in
yes.
the area
mm-hmm.
and the history of car dealerships.
Yeah.
How far back did you dig with this?
Well, I went to about 1948.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of times before that, they were just little dealerships of one or two or three cars till we got massive amounts of cars.
Right.
So that's when it really kind of kicked off. In 48, we probably had 7-8 dealerships, but you could get 13 different cars. So that's pretty cool.
Did you check on prices at all of what a new car would cost you in 1948?
Well, I checked on a few, and those that I gave to you are from 1959, I believe, 58, 59.
Wow.
You know, buying a new car for $300.
Well, yeah, and you got the real high end. Oh, here's a Nash Rambler, 1959, $2,095.
Yes.
For a Nash. There
yeah,
you go.
Right.
I got to get one of those for Tom Schmaltzer. I think he'd appreciate that. And that was from Ed Lawland's sons.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
they were the Dodge dealer in town.
They were. Dodge, Plymouth. And then do you remember, you probably don't remember, because I don't remember this, but there was a program called You Bet Your Life.
I remember the program. I've seen reruns of
yes,
that.
Yes, and it was in the 50s, I believe, 50 to 58, which featured Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx,
yeah.
Yes.
And so do you know that the tagline that he had every time at the end of a show?
It was like, say the magic word and win $100 or something like that.
No.
No, that was not
no,
it?
No, that was not it.
Okay.
It was, tell him Groucho sent you. You know what it was? What he was promoting?
Huh.
DeSoto cars.
DeSoto's.
Yes, made
okay.
by Plymouth. But it was, I mean, this was huge luxury car. He mm-hmm. promoted it for all the times or the years that he was on You Bet Your Life. And then I think I probably remember this a little bit, the Dinah Shore show.
I do remember that.
And what was her? She was a singer by trade. What was her?
I can't remember.
See the USA.
In a Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was called the Dinah Shore Chevy show. Because she promoted Chevys. But there were probably other people who were famous and promoted some of that stuff. But I'm just going to throw out a few names of businesses that were around. One that comes up a lot is West End or West Side Motors. And that would be before we had Highway 13 that came in
mm-hmm.
and connected with Dakota Avenue. Highway 13, you know, had that curve in it. So before that was a dead end. So that was West Side Motors.
Really?
Yep, and he sold Studebakers.
Would that be out then, like where towards Econo Foods is
yeah,
now?
Well, it would probably be on the north side, more like the parking lot for Smith Motors.
Okay.
Yeah, so he sold Studebakers, and then he went into, you know, motorcycles and small engines and things like that.
He diversified.
Yes, and you couldn't get new Studebakers anymore, so he went with the used. So there were a lot of used car places out there. And right alongside of him, a little bit to the east, was the West Side Grocery, which a lot of people remember as Bushy's.
There you go. And yep. that's where the frying pan sits.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Another one that we had that was here for a very long time was I.E. Lilligard's.
Sure.
He sold Chevys as well as farm equipment. I found this to be a link to a lot of different ones. Whole Foods and Seed and Implement sold Packards, you know, back in the 50s.
Seriously?
Yes, I am serious.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so.
What was the connection?
I don't know if there was one. Other
just other
farmers
than,
were coming in to buy Implement. Okay, let's have a car.
Yeah, good marketing.
Yeah, well, and Packards, you know, they were like the luxury cars. Mm-hmm. So people wanted those. They still do. So we have also Stout Motors. Stout Motors is where the deli is today.
Okay.
Whereas Lilligard's was a block to the west. Stout Motors, he must have been in business for a very long time. because his name would come up over and over again. And I believe that he sold to Loberg's. And if I remember right, that was probably early 70s.
That'd be about right.
Mm-hmm. But they kept their dealership downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the others, you know, moved to different locations.
Because when I started here in 77, they were across the street. Loberg Ford was across the street.
Right.
Cliff Loberg and the boys,
yes,
selling N vehicles. And,
mm-hmm,
and their car lot was right outside our studio window here.
Yes.
And when they'd see a customer out there, they'd come running across the, mm-hmm, street. I remember that.
Did you ever look at them out the
window? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was like a hobby, you know. I remember, and this would probably be back in the early 60s, when, you know, you'd be walking down Dakota Avenue, riding your bike, whatever, they had a second level of that building.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a freight elevator. That freight elevator would bring up cars to the second level. And they would sit up there in this lit area, and you could see these cars up there. Like, how did they get it up there? Well, they had to stop doing that, of course, because the cars got bigger, wider,
mm-hmm,
longer. You know,
sure,
they just couldn't fit in there anymore. But in the early days, you know, when Stout was there, I'm sure the Fords and even Lincoln Mercury were a lot smaller vehicles.
So right.
They.
That's a great story.
They could do it. You know. All right, we had Krauss Motors,
mm-hmm,
and Krauss Motors started, there was Dakota Motors, which was right in this area too.
Yeah.
And so they owned that, and I think they also had a branch in Lidgerwood, but they bought that and then relocated to the Eagles parking lot.
Got it.
And they sold Chryslers and Plymouths. And so now they're still around.
Yeah,
you know, but
they're still
they're
there.
Called Dakota again.
Dakota Chrysler, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ed Lull & Sons, another one of those that sold farm equipment.
Lull Auto & Implement.
Yes, and mm-hmm, they sold Dodge Dakota. And they also sold pickup trucks. Not a lot of them did, but that was kind of one of their big things, because I think it went along with the farm equipment.
Sure.
So they're like, yeah, okay, we'll sell pickups too. Howard Thompson from Breckenridge. Howard Thompson Motors. Remember that one?
Do not.
Okay.
Where was that located?
Highway 75 South.
Okay.
It was like right at the curve, and then it became Krebs.
Krebs Motors.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had the best deal until you've had the Krebs deal.
Yeah,
there you
right.
go.
And they had Pontiac, Buick, and they also sold GMC pickups. And I think that went away. Smith Motors bought them, and they, you know, joined, mm-hmm, forces. And, you know, so they streamlined a lot of their dealerships to have more for the customer, but, you know, maybe not as many places to go.
Right.
We had, let's see, Breckenridge had a couple in the 50s. One was called Valley Sales. I think that one was over by Farm City Supply.
Okay.
And then not very far from that, a little bit to the west, would have been Kuch, K-U-C-H Motors. They sold Oldsmobiles and Cadillacs.
Okay.
And then, of course, you had the Warner Company come in and selling cars.
Warner Auto, right.
Yeah, Warner Auto out of Fergus.
And they were from Fergus, right.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. But, you know, the cars that were offered were just crazy in 1948. Ford, Mercury, Lincoln, DeSoto, Dodge, Plymouth, Buick, Oldsmobile, Packards, Willie Jeeps were sold out of Lull's and Twin City Sales. I think my uncle sold Jeeps for a while too, but he also sold farm equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like it's this link, you know.
Well, the farm, you know, it makes sense. Farmers come into town, it's like, hey, you're looking for a new vehicle.
Yes. And of course, we had the Studebaker, Chrysler, Chevrolet. I mean, we didn't really not have anything. We had Sletten Motors. Sletten Motors was, again, way over on the west side.
I've heard of them.
Yep. And, again, they sold boats and motors and cars and motorcycles. Lilligard sold refrigerators, freezers, washers, dryers, cars, Chevrolets particularly, farm equipment. I mean, the man was everywhere.
Yeah, just, again, diversify.
Yes, yes. That, I mean, I found that to be very interesting.
Sure.
You'd have so many things that you would sell. Wing Motors, that was also from Breck. They sold Pontiacs.
Okay.
And I think that eventually that kind of became the area for the Warner location. So we've had a lot. You know, now Smith Motors is up on 11th Street, and Loberg, which is now Vision, is on the 210 Drive. They moved out there in 93. Oh, I forgot. Scheider Lines. Yes. After it was West Side, West End for a long time, then it became Scheider Line.
Okay.
And he was the guy, his dad actually owned the business before he took over. And then later on, when they weren't selling anything, they just had a building, then they sold fireworks. Jerry's Fireworks.
Jerry's Fireworks, that's where that got started.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, see, it's a beautiful thing of history.
Smith Motors sold Saturns for a while, Geos. So, I mean, if you couldn't find a vehicle around here,
you had problems.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you could find luxury, you could find Ford Fairlanes, which would get you to where you needed to go, you know, all those little things. So.
Oh, man. Well, Janet, we're out of time. We could talk all day about this. You coming back next week?
Tell me. I will. Next week, I'll be here with kind of a do you remember sort of thing.
Okay, I love those, too.
Yep. Yeah,
all right. Always great to have you in here, Janet Gageland, talking automotive and auto dealership history this morning in our little walk down history lane here. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our morning zoo. Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz talking all things Jankabazoo right after this.
Spring break. You only get one each year. Making what to do kind of a big deal. But no worries. Mall of America's here to help you plan the best spring break ever. Headed out of town? We've curated pro-level packing lists so you're prepped and in perfect style wherever you're headed. And you can even click and buy with Shop MOA online. It's so easy. Looking for an amazing in-town getaway? Radisson Blue Mall of America makes it